Welcome to your KSDP radio show featuring
King Mac
and Penguin Woo! Feet. To start off, we'll do a movie review by Shauna called The Blind Side. The Blind Side is a newly released sports movie, and if you loved Remember the Titans and We Are Marshall, then you'll love this movie. A heart-wrenching film based on a true story of Michael Lewis. Michael is now a current player in the NFL, and he is also writing a book on his hard times in life. The movie has a great plot. A young black man struggling in life gets stopped by the Tuffy family and is offered a chance of a lifetime. They offered him a warm place to stay and a bite to eat, something he never really had. Michael lived with the Tuys and their two children for quite some time until Leanne Tuffy decided to help Michael find his birth mother. They were not able to find her until later on in the movie. Leanne took Michael shopping and bought him shirts and pants that actually fit his very large body. During his stay at the Tuffy's, he went to school and even brought his grades up high enough to play football. Michael didn't really understand the game of football, but he caught on fast. Leanne and Sean, the Tuffy's, decided the right thing to do would be to ask Michael if he would like to become part of the family. So the Tuffy's adopted Michael and helped him train hard and to study hard. After months of hard work, Michael got multiple college offers, and in the end he decided in Ole Miss. After his college days, Michael went on to be drafted to the NFL. Some of you may be wondering why the movie is called The Blind Side. Well, Michael plays left tackle, which is also known as a protector of the quarterback's blind side. I watched this movie in theaters and would absolutely watch it again. First song I'm going to play for you guys is called Video Killed the Radio Star by Radiohead. And here it is.
I heard you on the wireless back in 52, lying awake intently tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
Did you?
Malibu and King Cove, don't forget about the Winter Ball, which is March 13th, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m., 7th grade through 12th grade. So hurry up and find your suits and your dresses fast. Also, the 4th through 8th grade lock-in, which is this February, 10 p.m. to 9 a.m. Next song coming up is by Kid Rock called All Summer Long. So here it is.
Somewhere between a boy and man. She was 17 and she was far from in between. It was summertime in northern Michigan.
Sweet home Alabama all summer long.
Hey everyone, the King Cove Spelling Bee had 25 students entered for our 2010 Spelling Bee in grades 3 through 8. And Kaylee Bendixson won with the word anticoagulant. I'm not sure if I pronounced that right, so I'll spell it out myself. A-N-T-I-C-O-A-G-U-L-A-N-T. Kaylee and Douglas went over 20 rounds against each other, spelling words such as lieutenant, boutique, and more. Congratulations to Kaylee B., who will be representing King Cove in the district spelling bee. The next song coming up is going to be called Beautiful Stranger by Madonna. And so here it is.
Yeah.
Next up, I'm going to do a profile on Trevor by Mark. Trevor is a bird killer through and through. He shoots all day long, every day. Never a day goes by where he is not shooting something. He likes to go bike riding, and he's pretty good at it, I'd say. Then his bike broke, so now he's bumming rides from everyone. He mostly likes to shoot duckies and honkers. You can also find him popping cans in Ptarmigan and Brant. He also likes to take long walks on the beach and watch sunsets while drinking strawberry milk. He thinks of himself as a romantic. His favorite sport is called the BB gunfight. His favorite video game is Call of Duty World at War. And his favorite food is caribou. He's not single, so all you ladies can just back off. He is usually wearing a Wolfpack number 11 jersey. And he also likes to dance a lot. The next song coming up is going to be called Boom Boom Pow by the Black Eyed Peas.
Gotta get that. Gotta get that. Gotta get that. Gotta get that. Dip, 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 dip.
Boom, boom, boom.
Gotta get that.
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 Boom, boom, boom.
That boom, boom, boom.
That boom, boom, boom.
That boom, boom. Yo, I got that hit to beat the block. You can get that bass on below. I got that rock and roll. That future flow. That digital spit. Next level visual shit. I got that
boom, boom, boom.
How to beat bang.
I like that boom, boom, pow. Them chickens jogging my style. They try to copy my swagger. I'm on that next shit now. I'm sold 3008. You sold 2000 and late. I got that boom, boom, boom. That future boom, boom, boom. Let me get it now.
Boom, boom, boom.
Gotta get that.
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 Boom, boom, boom.
That boom, boom, boom.
That boom, boom, boom.
That supersonic boom, y'all hear that spaceship zoom. When I step inside the room, them girls go ape shit. Y'all stuck on super ape shit, that lo-fi stupid ape bit. I'm on that HD flat, this beat go boom boom bap.
I'm a beast when you turn me on. Into the future,
Cybertron.
Harder, faster, better,
stronger.
Sexy ladies, extra longer. Cause we gotta beat that bounce. We gotta beat that pound. We gotta beat that 808. That boom boom in your town.
People in the place, if you wanna get down, put your
Hey everyone, don't forget about Putting on the Hits Friday, April 2nd, 7 p.m. Win great prizes if you are interested in performing. Talk to Miss Miller in room 124. First song, or the next song, I guess, coming up is called Crazy by Aerosmith.
Come here, baby. You know you drive me up a wall, the way you make good for all the nasty tricks you pull. Seems like we're making up more than we're making love. And it always seems you got something on your mind other than me. Girl, you got to change your crazy ways. You hear me? Say you're leaving on a 7:30 train and that you're heading out to Hollywood. Girl, you've been giving me the line so many times it kinda gets like feeling bad. Looks good. Yeah!
Next up, I'm going to tell you the T-Jax 57, New Haven 59 by Mr. Lindquist. King Cove dropped a close game to the New Haven Malamutes on Saturday night, 57-59. King Cove led most of the game and missed a three-point shot at the buzzer that would have won the game. The loss gave the T-Jax second place in the 2010 Sockeye Classic in King Salmon. Johnny Samuelson tailed 35 points in the championship game and was named the tournament's most valuable player. The 12-1 T-Jax travel to New Steehawk next week, along with the rookies. The next song coming up is called Freebird by Lynyrd Skynyrd, and here it is.
Bird now. And this bird you cannot change.
Hey everyone, King Cove. School sweaters are still on sale for $35 each. Also, yearbooks are on sale too for $25 each. So if you'd like to purchase any, you can see Mr. Girio or a student council member. Also, we have King Cove school sweatpants on sale too. So also see those guys for sales. And also, we have a rookie money raffle. Win cash. Tickets are $20 each. See a rookie for a ticket and support your rookies. Next song coming up is called All I Want to Do by Sugarland.
I don't want to get a baby. Let's turn off the phone. I don't want to go to work today or even put my makeup on. I got better things to do than my to-do list anyway. Hide under the covers and waste away the day. Let's just lay here and be lazy, baby, drive me crazy. All I wanna do
Super Bowl, Colts versus Saints by Whitney. On Saturday, January 24th, the AFC and the NFC championships took place. The AFC teams were the New York Jets and the Indianapolis Colts. For the NFC, there was the Minnesota Vikings and the New Orleans Saints. The winners of both games would advance to the Super Bowl. The winning teams were, of course, the Indianapolis Colts and the New Orleans Saints. The Colts started out a little rough in the first half. The score was 17-6, Jets going into halftime. But after the half, the Colts came out with a vengeance. They had a couple of good drives that turned into touchdowns. They did not let the Jets score again for the rest of the game. The final score was 30-17, a victorious ending for the Colts, which led them to their first Super Bowl since the 2006 and 07 season. The Saints played a close game with the Vikings in the NFC Championship. The game was tied almost the whole way through, with neither team ever leading by more than a touchdown. There was only 2 minutes left when the Vikings had the ball in the red zone, and Brett Favre threw an interception. The game was tied at the end of regulation with a score of 28-28. The Saints received the ball in the beginning of overtime, which led to a victory. This will be the first Super Bowl that the Saints have ever attended in their franchise history. Drew Brees and the Saints will take on Peyton Manning and the Colts for their first Super Bowl matchup ever on February 7, 2010, in Miami Gardens, Florida. Both teams know that they are facing and will surely show up well prepared. Make sure you leave your schedule open for 2 o'clock p.m. on February 7th and tune in. The next song coming up is called Any Man of Mine by Shania Twain. So here it is.
Still better love me, and I can be late for a date, that's fine, but you better be on time. Any man of mine will say it fits just right when last year's dress is just a little too tight, and anything I do will say that'll be okay when I have a bad hair day. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say yeah. I need a man who knows how the story goes. There's gotta be a heart beating fine, sweet and breathtaking, earthquake and time. Any man of mine. Well, any man of mine better disagree when I see another woman's looking better than me. And when I cook them dinner, burn it black, you better say, I like it like that, yeah. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, yeah.
Next up, I have some fun facts. Did you know the three largest landowners in England are the Queen, the Church of England, and Trinity College, Cambridge? Did you know the monastic hours are matins, lauds, prime, tierce, sext, nuns, vespers, and compline? Did you know if you come from Manchester, you are a Mancunian? Did you know the white part of your fingernail is called the lanula? Did you know Madrid is the only European capital city not situated on a river? Did you know the name for fungal remains found in a coal is sclerotinite? Did you know the shopping mall in Abbotsford, British Columbia, Canada, has the largest water clock in North America? Did you know both writer Edgar Allan Poe and LSD advocate Timothy Leary were kicked out of West Point? And did you know the top layer of a wedding cake, known as a groom's cake, traditionally is a fruit cake? That's why it will save until the first anniversary. And did you know the German Kaiser Wilhelm II had a withered arm and often hid the fact by posing with his hand resting on a sword or by holding gloves? And did you know the forward pass was created by the football team at St. Louis University? The last song coming up is called Crying by Aerosmith. So here it is, and see you guys again next week. Peace out.
There was a time when I was so broken-hearted. Love wasn't much of a friend of mine. The tables have turned, yeah. And calls me and then where's that party? That kind of love was the killing kind. So listen.